We're also talking about the weeds on the streets. Here's Dan. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Dan.
Frank, I just want to let you know that Anne from Ardoyne, I think it was right when, in her point when she said they were coming up to knee height. I mean, I live in East Belfast and they are up to knee height. I mean, I take my young lad a wee walk around the block the odd time, you know, and he's literally, I'm not joking, he's literally tripping over the weeds that are cutting across the footpath. Now, the council were, when they had enough money on their budget, were spraying the weeds at least 3 times a year, and that kept them at bay. But now they're down to, once a year, and that's you know, it's as good as no spraying at all.
Yeah, Dan, just on it, now, do you live in the area, or are you just walking through the area?
I live in the area, yeah, and I actually have come to use my own weed killer around my own property, and across the street there, and a couple of neighbours' houses it would do from time to time as well.
Yeah, good on you, because what I'm going to suggest is, if weeds get up to knee high, they are very easy to pull. They are the easiest thing in the world to pull. You don't even have to bend your back.
Well,
is there no community spirit in Ardoyne or in your part of the East where people would go out and pull the weeds for 25 metres either side of their front door? If everybody did that, there'd be no problems.
I'm sure you could organise something, but I mean, frankly, these things are growing through tarmac and in some cases concrete and brick, so they're not, you know, they're not the most timid plants. They're very, very tough, and if you go to pull on one of them, they'll either snap halfway through the stem, or you'll be pulling for quite a while at one of them. They are quite tough plants, and it takes a weed killer or something similar to keep them at bay. You know, they're growing through the ground, so they need to be durable and resistant to quite a bit of assault. And people are using the footpaths on a daily basis, and they're still growing through, you know, where there's heavy footfall at times.
Yeah, and whenever we see money being spent on the removal, distribution, storage and return of pallets, you can understand people wondering, why has the money not been spent on weed killer?
Absolutely. It sounds pathetic, but it's the little things that, you know, it's the cosmetic things that people see when they drive through the area that makes it look more run down, such as street signs being, you know, in disrepair, and the weeds, hanging baskets not being put up, and trees and stuff not being taken care of and maintained properly. All those things make an area look bad and look run down, and that just adds to the negativity and the depression within the area.
Yeah.
You know, so yes, it has a detrimental effect. It's not just a complaining, bombardment of the council are doing this for one side of the community. I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, our community is our community. I don't have two communities. It's all the one.
No, and, good. Very good point. Very, very, you know, very good point.
The wall, it's exactly the same, you know. So it is having a detrimental effect, and that was just my point there, Frank.
No, Dan, very well put, and thank you indeed. Let me speak to Caroline, who's in line 3. Caroline, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Caroline, that's a wonderfully clear line. I've spoken to people, and some of the lines I can hardly hear. Have you got a special sort of phone?
No. Just the run-of-the-mill phone.
What are you on, a house line or a mobile?
I'm on my mobile.
That's a great line. Which company are you with?
O2.
Oh, they must be doing a darn good job, because that's as clear as I've ever heard. So what's on your mind?
I was listening to the last couple of calls, and they were talking about the weeds in the street, and there was somebody from the Ardoyne area, and they were knee high, and there was a gentleman on who walked his child round East Belfast.
Yes.
And they were tripping over the weeds. And I think it was yourself that said, you know, is there no community spirit? Can people not go out and pull the weeds at their door? And I just wanted to phone and say, yes, there are. I do it.
Yeah, but I do it too, you see. You do it and I do it, but most people don't do it.
Well, you know, as I said to the fellow that took my call originally, it doesn't take more than a couple of minutes just to go out, pull the weeds. They actually come out really easy. I tidy the weeds on the outside of the wall at the edge of my garden just to make the place look good, and I do it a couple of yards either side of the perimeter of my front garden.
If only everyone had that sort of mindset. I'm sure there are many people who aren't fit to, or not expecting every householder to do it. But there's loads of young people. If they had a wee bit of get up and go about them, they could get a bin liner, even get some sort of wee hoe or something, and go along and clean up their area. But maybe I grew up in a different era.
No, if you grew up in a different era, I must have done the same thing. Because as well as the weeds, you know, I would lift the litter from outside my house because people just seem to chuck their litter, and litter is my bugbear. I hate... there's actually a bin right outside my door.
You see, you and I should be dating, Caroline.
Do you think?
I do.
Is there hope for me?
Absolutely. I will spend time with you because I do what you do and you do what I do, but there are some people it never crosses their mind.
I have literally seen people walk past the bin and chuck their litter on the ground. And I did once pick up a plastic bottle that somebody had dumped and asked the guy, did he still want it? And I'll not repeat what he said to me. It wasn't very pleasant.
No, but you're wasting your time.
You're totally wasting your time.
Absolutely.
I threw it in the bin. But I think if more people pull the weeds, you know, in their own area outside their house, it will help.
Absolutely, it'll help. Caroline, you're on my wavelength. Thank you very, very much. Very much indeed. Jacqueline's on this line. Morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Jacqueline.
Hello. Yes, it's about the weeds. I pay enough money, taxes, rates, for the weeds to be done in my area. Now, I'm like yourself. I go out. I live in an entire house. My husband goes out, pulls the weeds out. We do it at my father's house. But where I live, up around Far State, there's a lot of green areas. And they cut the grass. They were actually out this morning in the rain, cutting the grass. But still, the weeds is all sprouting up all over the place with the lovely rain and sunshine that we are getting. But I don't think, and not everyone is able to go out and pull their weeds out. As you said yourself, there's a lot of elderly people. But I really do think the council should be doing something about it. I walk down to the park with the dog, and where we walk, the weeds literally are up around your knees. But there's no houses. It's not near any houses. So people in the house can't sort of come out and clear the weeds there. But it is just, I think it's just ridiculous. And the council should be coming round two times, three times a year with the weed killer.
Yeah, but they can't do it as often as you'd like them to do it because they have to store pallets and return them to the bonfire builders, and that all costs money.
Yeah, it all goes back to these pallets, doesn't it? It all goes back to that. You know, the pallets have been going on for years now. They've been getting pallets for years and years. And when they were able to do the weed killing, they were doing weed killing and getting pallets as well.
You reckon the council have been providing a facility, a pallets facility, for more years than you care to remember? It's not a new thing.
No, it's not a new thing. Definitely not. So it's not. Definitely not. It's not a new thing at all. But they need to get the hand on the weeds. And let me tell you, up around the Lisburn Road area, you know, you'll not see many weeds up around those areas.
But is that partly because the people in the Lisburn Road area that you're making reference to go out and tidy up?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
You think there's more of a service in certain areas?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You go to a housing executive estate where I come from, and you go up the Malone Road or the Lisburn Road, their streets won't be filled with weeds. Out in the pavements. Now, round the people's houses, yeah, we all do that ourselves. But in the actual streets themselves, at the side of the road, Tesco's in the Ballygamartin. Even on the road beside Tesco's in the Ballygamartin, the weeds are coming up. Even past knee high now, Frank. So they are even past knee high, they're coming up there. So you'll not see that over the other side of town. Definitely not.
Do you get a wee brushy, sucky lorry that goes past you every Saturday morning, or maybe one morning a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I get that. I was maybe going
to
suggest.
Yeah, you'll get that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I get. I get it goes past every Saturday morning at approximately 9 o'clock, and that's the street.
You don't get it up in round the estate here. You get it on the main road, but not round where I live. There's a guy from the council, I'll do round our estate, round where I live, and he is excellent. see during the week. You would not see a better rubbish round.
I would rather have him. A wee blowy sucky is no good. It just goes past.
Yeah, well, you don't even see that. You only see that on the main road. You don't see it up.
Yeah, that's all I get. So if I don't go out and clean it myself, then it's not going to be cleaned. And I think communities need to do more. Jacqueline, I know you make a very good point about the rates you pay, the bills you pay, the amount of money you write. It's a very, very strong point. Council must do more to provide us with a service that keeps the community clean. But I also think that Joe Public could make more of an effort. Right, Jacqueline, thank you.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Conversation for you.
Enjoy the old in Crawford's Burn. It really has it all. Wedding dates, amazing rates. The old in Crawford's Burn. For quality and luxury.
Electrical appliance needs, switch on to McCubris Electrical. Switch on to great customer service and guaranteed low prices. Switch on to exclusive Blomberg appliances, delivering everything you need for your kitchen. Switch on to up to 5-year Blomberg warranties, free province-wide delivery and interest-free credit options. Switch on to McCubris Electrical at Ballina Hinch and Downpatrick, or shop online at mccubriselectrical.co.uk. Representative 0% APR T's and C's apply.
Butchers, chop chop. Mechanics, get in gear. Employers, you'll need to offer a workplace pension. It's the law. For help, go to workplacepensions.gov.uk today.
The Frank Mitchell phone-in on U105. Have your say on 90333105 or tweet at U105 Radio.
U105. Good morning, John.
Yeah, morning, Frank.
John, you have 1 minute on weeds, starting Frank. Now.
Okay, Frank. Just a couple of points, really. I know some places in Spain, what's outside your front door, you have to look after yourself right up to the roadway. So might be a good practice for the council to do that. Might save up a few pounds as well. The other thing being as well about the weeds is the fact that if you're in Kerry and you go along the borders, you'll see the weeds there are all wildflowers, that they spread themselves. So it might be nice if people started to throw into the banks where the weeds are some wildflowers. It might help brighten up the countryside a little bit, as well as the town.
Encourage the bees as well. Yeah, probably if we did sow wildflowers and it was all very colourful, that would be the day the lorry would come out and cut them all down. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in, easing our way through the day in the rain. It is so dismal this morning. Liam has a point. Good morning, Liam.
Good morning.
Yes, Liam, what are you thinking about today?
Right, you're talking about the weeds.
I am. We're talking about the weeds. We've had loads of commentary on the weeds, but fire away. Make your point.
Okay. Why do we pay rates? We pay rates for the council to come out and cut the weeds, cut the grass, clean the streets, empty the bins. They take more and more money every year, and yet they do more and more cutbacks, which means they employ less people. So what is the sense of paying rates? It's their duty to turn around and do what we have paid them for.
I couldn't agree more with you, Liam. We do provide them with the money and we expect a service, and we've been getting less and less of a service, whether it be through council or road service, over the last number of years. However, if you're looking out at a street that's coming down with weeds and it's you and your neighbours that are looking at the weeds, and you know the council employees aren't going to be coming this week or next week, what do you do about it?
Well, I understand community and voluntary doing things is a good thing. I'm not against that. But the thing is, the government, if it had its way, would have us all doing things for nothing, yet we'd still be paying the money. That's what kills the heart of it.
You don't believe in a balance between community spirit and services provided?
I do believe in it, but I know the council and I know the government. If they could get us to do it all and still charge us the money, they would do it.
However,
fires unemployment.
Yeah, but is that not a sort of an option? Is that not sort of an argument, rather, for being lazy?
No, because, people have always done good voluntary work and have always helped each other. which is a brilliant thing. I'm all for it. I've done it myself. But the thing is, it's been taken advantage of. More and more rates, less people employed to do the work, and more cutbacks. You know, there has to be fairness, you know.
Yeah, okay, Liam. Yeah, it's you know, it's, you're not alone in saying it. Other people are saying similar things on the text. And I think we're going to get a bit of clarity here from Jim Rogers, who was on with us earlier, the councillor, Jim Rogers. And I think he's going to make a relevant enough point here, because we're talking about road service and we're talking about council. And Jim, you want to just clarify council's, the duties of council.
Good morning again, Frank. Frank, I want to put you right, and you're a man who knows most things, and your listeners, as well as the contributors this morning. The weeds on the footpaths, or the footways, as they're called by the Department for Infrastructure, they're not the responsibility of councils in Northern Ireland. That's the responsibility of the Department for Infrastructure, and their spraying programme has been cut back considerably. It's a bit like they're grass cutting. You might have noticed in the last few days they have been out cutting many of the central reservations and the roads in Northern Ireland. That's because of the number of complaints that they've received and where people have been involved in accidents because the sight lines have been obscured. So I would hope that the listeners and also those who have been talking about the councils will apologise this morning. It is absolutely nothing to do with councils.
Now, Jim, let's get clear on this, because we're talking about a pavement outside your house. And the sucky blowy lorry, it comes from the council. It will go along, and the boy with the blower and the brush, he's from the council, who'll be removing the leaves. Now, there's a man goes about with a little trolley, and he'll have a picker-upper, and he's doing the litter. He's from the council.
That's correct.
Could he not, when he's out and about, whether it be the sucky blowy lorry or the man with the pushcart, could they not do something in relation to pulling the odd weed or getting rid of the odd dandelion? Is it not splitting hairs to say it's the responsibility of infrastructure?
Well, you see, whenever the new super councils come in almost 3 years ago, we were more than willing to do some of these things, but the powers that be decided against it. And why should we waste ratepayers' money on doing a job that we're not being paid for as a council? It's taxpayers' money that's used to do that sort of work. And it is splitting hairs, but our council have to be careful that they're not getting involved in doing work for a government department who are receiving the money from the executive at Stormont to do that. And more we're seeing that because of cutbacks, various things are not being undertaken, yet the council are doing their level best. And I've got to say, not just Belfast City Council, but most of the other, perhaps all of the other 10 councils, are doing a very good job looking after the ratepayers. Yes, we will continue to get complaints, and people have every right to bawl and shout if they're not getting a service and paying dearly for it. But we need to set the record straight, loud and clear, that it's not the responsibility of councils to lift the weeds from the footways.
Yeah, technically, you're absolutely right on that. But your argument is very similar to Liam, I think, who was on earlier, who was saying, what do we pay our taxes or our rates for? Why should we go out and do it? Council's now saying, why should we go out and do it? Infrastructure's not doing it. The bottom line is, somebody's got to do it.
Well, one of your contributors, a girl that I know very well, Caroline, I'll not give her surname over the airwaves, and she's a lady who takes great pride in her home and also her garden, as well as the footway outside her home. And she already alluded to that herself. And it's great to see citizens like that who want to show civic leadership. And if more people would do that instead of complaining, perhaps our city would look much better than what it presently does.
Do the Department of Infrastructure actually do anything? Because they'd be responsible for painting the white lines on the roundabouts that I'm complaining about too, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would be. And also, you'll see them with the sweepers out, cleaning the roads, the carriageways, as they call it, and also clearing and cleaning the gullies. that all comes under their responsibility.
Okay, Jim, thank you very much indeed. Let me speak to Sean, who's on this line. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Sean.
I just want to say, if I can say it without getting interrupted, but so let me finish, because I've got a memory problem, you know. I don't want to take too shy, but what I always notice, and it looks stinking, is no the balls down there at Broadway, the balls before, it's called them. They spent thousands on that doing all that, and it's lovely. But 30 feet away on the footpath, going into a road on the other side where the nurses' homes and all that, there's weeds over 6 foot high, and you have to walk around them on the footpath.
Are they seriously that high? As high as people?
Yes, you have to walk around it, Frank.
I've got to go and see these weeds. These are now weeds. No, we're not talking knee-high. We're talking weeds bigger than me.
Yeah. You don't have anybody coming into a hospital. And it's fine to get into a hospital because it's an eyesore. They spend millions in the hospital. They spend pounds. You know what I mean? And for weeds that's grown 6 foot, over 6 foot, you had to walk around them. And even growing their day gradings on the road where the barrier is between the road and the footpath, they're all growing their day. So there's only floods. Is that not going to black and poo? And it's stinking from the end of the park centre where it stops. And it's nothing to do with the park centre. Just at the rails, there's a wee square part. There's weeds in there. I don't know who owns that lot. But then you start walking around the bend in the hospital. And the weeds is right along that whole wall. You know?
It is a very grim picture that you paint. And, you know, Jim Rogers is right. Technically, it's the Department of Infrastructure's job. But it's a public servant's job. We pay our rates. We pay our taxes. And surely more should be done to make the place look better. But then trace it right back to where, you know, we don't have a government. We don't have a government. And it's hardly the most important thing in the world, 6 foot high weeds. But it does make us look pretty filthy. Let me speak to David. Good morning, David.
Morning, Frank. Talking about the weeds and that outside your house, my son lives in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And each resident over there is responsible for, from their house to the edge of the footpath, to the edge of the curb, the road edge. So if you've got a stretch of 3 or 4 foot of grass, they have to keep that trimmed. If there's a tree on it, they're responsible for keeping the tree trimmed as well. Now, the council will actually come along. If you've trimmed branches or something like that, they'll come along once a week and lift the branches for you. But it's your responsibility to maintain that stretch of footpath.
Would you like to see more insistence on people being responsible for the square footage in front of their own properties here?
I would say so, Frank. I mean, I do it myself where I live. I even go out with a litter picker once or twice a week and do about 100 yards either side of my house. And surprisingly, I live on the top of the Crumlin Road. The amount of rubbish that's dumped out of cars and falls off the back of lorries and one thing or another.
It is. It's amazing. I do the same thing. It is incredible how much you will gather up. You'd half fill a black bin very, very quickly. And then sometimes your black bin is spewing out and the council will come along to hook through it to see if you've got a banana in it. David, thank you. James is in this time. Morning, James.
Morning, Frank. Frank, you as a countryman should know about weeds because there's a law there that if a farmer allowed weeds to grow in his field, and the police came along and saw that like that, it prosecuted the farmer for growing the ragweeds for growing in his field because it spread.
Yeah, well, yes, there's legislation about ragweeds. These are the green weeds with the yellow tops.
Yes, the police responsibility because weeds spread, and they spread whenever they're not under control. And you should know that the farmers were prosecuted for that. They had to go out and cut them. So they had. The farmers always had to cut the ragweeds in the fields.
Yeah, but that's got a lot to do with animal health, doesn't it?
No, it hadn't. It was to keep it under control, to keep the weeds under control.
So it wasn't linked to the actual health of the animal. It's just to stop the fields. It's to stop the fields becoming absolutely plagued with them.
If the field outside your house had ragweeds growing in it, there'd be no time for your garden would be covered with them because the wind blows the seed off them.
Yeah, there certainly is a rule about ragweeds. I agree with you on that. So what would you like to see happening on the streets of Ardoyne where Anne was complaining at the beginning of this?
Well, let the police carry out their duty. Prosecute the people responsible.
Who are you going to prosecute? The Department of Infrastructure?
Well, they can prosecute me.
But why you?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Why me if they can't do it by anybody else? Why picking me?
Yeah, but I don't get your point. The farmer, there is legislation and there's country rules and regulations, and I think they're more likely to be... I'm not so sure. I need to double check this with a farmer's union. Like, would a policeman fine you for ragweeds, or would there be some sort of deduction? But hold on, we'll get to the bottom of this. Would there be some sort of deduction from the grants and allowances that you get if you have ragweeds? So what's the story on that?
In the 50s, the police would have fined you for ragweeds going in the yards, but it's like all the other laws. There's that many laws to try to enforce, they can't enforce them. So that's why we have no law and order.
Yeah, I'm quite sure. I would imagine the PSNI have no responsibility for ragweeds in the countryside today, but there is a rule about ragweeds. Maybe we could get the Ulster Farmers Union on here and ask them. I'd be more than happy to give them a ring and see if we can ask them that question.
Yeah, but ask the police also, because why will they put to prosecute people in 50s? And they can't do it today.
Ah, but jeepers, that's the 50s, James. That's 70 years ago.
Yes, but that's the law then, and it's the law today. It never has been changed.
So, I don't know. How do we stop the weeds growing in Ardoyne? That's what we want.
Yes. Let the authorities that own the ragweeds, that own the area where the ragweeds started, the problem, keep them from spreading. And that's what it is. That's what it's all about. They should be prosecuted for not looking after it.
Okay, so take the Department of Infrastructure to court. Right, James, thank you. 90-333-105. Any farmers listening at the moment? What is the rule? What is the rule regarding ragweeds? And if you are going to have to pay for having ragweed infested fields, how do you pay? Has anyone ever been fined for the like of that? I'm still trying to get to the bottom of whether or not you can still be fined for having ragweeds all across your land. Some people are saying you can, some other people are saying it's no longer an issue.